The U.S. poultry business is growing, and with that growth, there's growing demand for immigrant labor. NPR's Jim Zaroli recently visited a poultry operation in the South.
At Fieldale Farms in Gainesville, Georgia, workers cut up chicken breasts and then feed the parts into machines. The pieces get marinated and breaded and eventually sold to restaurants. Work here can be physically demanding, and not a lot of people want to do it, even though the average wage here is $16 an hour plus benefits. President Tom Hensley says Fieldale Farms hires just about anyone who can pass a drug test.
We hire 100 people a week because we have 100 people who quit every week out of 5,000 employees. We're constantly short.
And the shortage has gotten worse. For a long time, a large majority of the workforce at Fieldale Farms came from Latin America, mostly Mexico. Whatever their status, he says the Latinos he hired were good employees. Today, only about a third of the workers here are from Latin America. In 2011, the state of Georgia passed one of the strictest anti-illegal immigration bills in the country. Arturo Corso, a local activist and lawyer, says Latino residents were stopped for minor offenses, and those who didn't have the right papers risked being taken to jail and deported.